Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Look at Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 8. It says this. Oh, this don't turn there. I'll give you a minute there. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. So first we talked about the seat of your priorities, your time, turning that over to the Lord. All of it belongs to Him anyway. Then we talked about your possessions, your treasure. It belongs to Him anyway. Oh, while there on the possession, did you know that if you're a Christ, if you're a part of Christ, you're a steward? Did you know that? You're a servant. You know that? Servants don't own anything. I just want to let you know that. If you're a servant, you don't own it anyway. It's His anyway, so what are you not? Come on now. Just wanted to give you that one. Verse 3 says, all right, the seat of your personality. Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 8. Listen to this. Oh, wow. It says, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But listen to verse 7, it hits you hard here. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a what? Servant. And was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You must deny yourself. You must die to yourself. And when Jesus, God's Son, humbled himself and became obedient unto the death of the cross, I think we need to do the same thing. Amen. We need to do the same thing. But made himself of no reputation. A lot of times our personalities get in the way of us serving God. But you got it. You can't just say, this is just the way I am. Well, change it. Amen. Kill it. If that's the way you are, kill that joker. Exactly. Kill him. Because we have to do what Christ says. We have to do what Christ says. So remember, your priorities, your possessions, and your personality must die to Jesus Christ. It must be all or nothing. Listen to verse, and this is basically what verse 25 was saying in our text here. It says, he that loveth his life shall lose it. So we think we're doing all good. You know, we're loving it. We're doing all this stuff. We're doing all this big stuff. But we're actually losing our lives. We're actually losing it. We think we're in control. Satan lets you think you're in control, but that joker driving all the time. He's driving all the time. So you're loving this life, but he said, if you love this life, you shall lose it. But he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. You know, the scripture says, what does it profit a man to what? Gain the whole world and lose his soul. Doing all this stuff, it's good stuff, but is it the blessed stuff? It's got to be blessed. It's got to be blessed. Now, verse 26 here, I want you to listen to this question here. If you get this question, put it in context. I'm almost done, believe it or not. It says this. Verse 26, here's the question I want to ask you. When does the Father honor us? That's the question. Get ready for that. And when do we glorify Him? Okay, you get this question? When does the Father honor us? Verse 26 will tell you. Here's what it says. If a man serve me, now remember, he is the bread of life. Serve the bread, you get it? If a man serve me, did you get it? Yeah. Hallelujah, you should have had a hallelujah on that one. He said, if a man serve me, the bread of life, I'm giving that bread to someone else. Serve him. He didn't talk about serve him, waiting on hand and feet. Serve him unto the world. That was good. Now it says, if a man serve me, let him what? Follow me. Wow. That following him, just not church people. It's just not church. Coming in here, doing all this good stuff. It's serving him in the world. We do a lot of good stuff. Good, better, best.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.